Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Room.
Wait, I can't whisper without doing Voldemort voice.
I know.
We just watched ASMR videos.
Yeah, it sounds like a fetish.
But I feel like I don't have that sexy voice that those people have.
No, I definitely do not.
And
listen,
I'm congested.
Listen to this. Yeah, we both have colds. Great time to be podcast.
Welcome to the on-call room.
Grey's Anatomy podcast.
Brought to you from the Midwest.
In my living room.
From Abby and
Bray.
You can find us on patreon.com/theoncallroom or on Instagram at instagram.com/theoncallroompod. And you can find us online because I just renewed our hosting at www.theoncallroom.com. No, theoncallroompod.com.
You can also email us
at
theoncallroom. No, wait.
No at. I mean, yes.
Wait, theoncallroom@gmail.com. I can't think right now.
I feel like I've had 18 Sudafeds and I haven't had one.
Yeah, my head is like 4 feet above my actual
Same.
Head. You know what I'm saying?
And I have canker sores on my tongue, so I can't touch my tongue to my teeth.
I feel so bad for you. Canker sores sound terrible.
They were on the left side yesterday. Today, they're on the right side. Yeah. How do you get rid of them?
Just silent.
Hey, Google. Wait. Hang on, listeners. Hey, Siri. How do you get rid of canker sores?
Okay. I found this on the web for how do you get rid of canker sores.
No help.
Take a look.
I don't want to take a look.
I want her to tell me straight up.
I know. The other day I was like, hey, Siri, like, we'll, like, read this message from so-and-so.
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't compute. Like, it's like, fuck you. I'm doing, like, it wouldn't do. Can't you command it to read things for you?
Wait. Hey, Siri. Tell Bree I love her.
Your message to Bree Babbitt says, I love her.
Oh.
Okay, it's sent.
I love her. So you're going to get a message from me that says, I love her. Who's she?
Hey, Siri.
Hello there. BJ Babs.
Hey, can you read that message from Abby that she just sent? It's my problem. I say too much to it. Hey.
You use way too many.
Hey, Siri.
Hi.
Can you read the message that Abby just sent?
No, you just need to say, read Abby.
Abby sent you a new message. I love her.
Oh, I love her.
Would you like to reply?
Yes. Fuck. Yes.
What do you want to say?
Fuck yes.
Here's your message. Ready to send it?
Send.
I'm going to make
okay,
mine.
Okay, it's sent.
Okay, I'm going to make mine. Read it now, and then we'll be done with this bit. Hey, Siri. Read message from Bree Babbitt.
You have no recent messages from Bree Babbitt.
Oh, fuck my Siri.
Hang on. Hey, Siri. Read text message from Bree.
You have no recent messages from Bree Lenardi.
I have two other Brees, and so it's getting confused.
Oh.
I wish it would say, fuck yes, but whatever. Anyways, welcome. So I learned about ASMR. What if I was like, I learned about BDSMR? BSDMR? What?
BDSM?
Yeah, is there an R there?
I don't think so.
Well, clearly I don't know much about that. but... I did learn.
But that, anyway.
The slime sounds don't really do it for me.
So.
What ones?
I don't think those ones are so much the sound. Maybe they are, but some of them are visual too. Okay.
I really like that girl talking.
So I really like them cutting soap. Yeah, like visually like what that looks like. But yeah, Abby didn't know what this was at all.
No.
I didn't really either until I listened to some fucking report about it on NPR today. And they started playing like these YouTube videos and I started getting tinglies and I realized that like with certain things, I am triggered. I was telling the, on-call room, like Google Hangout tonight that I used to, go to mass in like fifth grade with my fam. And there was this lady who read like the readings and her voice made me like,
you liked it.
Yeah. She like did like a, like what's a word that ends in an S?
Like, spiders.
Spiders.
Ooh, yeah.
But it would like continue on into like the next week. Oh yeah. I loved it. I loved it.
Can one be triggered by Hedwig's theme song?
I don't see why not.
I get shivers when I hear it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And like the medical community is starting to like do research on it and try, because it's supposed to like people who experience that by listening, to certain sounds, they feel quite relaxed.
So they should maybe play those sounds before they have surgery.
You sound surgery. Like Sid. You sound like Sid.
From Toy Story?
No! From Ice Age.
I command.
Hey, Manny.
I command that you use that voice the whole rest of the podcast.
Okay.
Wait, who are the, I like the chipmunk.
Oops, ding.
I'm triggered.
Do you like the sound?
Is Ray Romano the voice of Manny?
Sure is. What's the voice of Sid? I'm not doing a very good Sid.
I can't even do it. Her name is. How do you say her name is?
Her name?
Hello.
Her name?
Her name? It's like VeggieTales.
VeggieTales.
Didn't we listen to VeggieTales the other time I was here?
Oh, yeah. We listened to Cheeseburger. Mr. Cheese, no, I love you. No, that's Valentine's Day when.
Oh my God.
It's like when I talk like Dr. Oh. Like,
oh. That was you that did that.
Yeah, but it did sound like it was someone else.
Oh my God. If they haven't turned this
off. Oh my God. It's like that time I just kept trying to talk like Dr. Evil. No, now I have all my voices confused.
I can't do voices.
I can't. I can't either. That was not good.
That was great. And you know what's funny is because deep down I've always had a dream to do like voiceover, like for Disney movies. But I guess they're not always doing voices. Sometimes they're just being themselves. They're just being.
They're just being. Mr. Bean.
Bean-a-palooza.
What's Bean-a-palooza?
Let's play word association. So like
what's
that? You say a word, and then I say whatever the first word that comes to mind is.
Okay, Bean.
Mister.
Mistopheles.
Mufasa.
Simba.
Nala.
I don't know. Rafiki.
Monkey.
Gorilla.
Pink. Their butts. You gotta be fast.
Victoria's Secret.
Boobs.
Breasts.
Bows.
Bows? Boats.
Beats.
Bears.
Battlestar Galactica.
This is not Dwight.
Michael. Michael!
Creed.
Green dress.
No, Creed.
Okay, blog. That episode where he has a blog, but it's just a word page opened up. It's like www.creed.gov.org@creed.com.
I love The Office. I think that game.
Yeah. Do you watch Parks and Rec too?
Yeah.
Which one do you think's funnier? It's
The hard. Office.
I go back and forth.
I think they're both really funny, but I love The Office.
Where is liquid dripping out of? You've been wiping your
I feel like it's coming out my nose, but I don't think it is. You know, like when you kind of have a cold and you're like, things are just coming out of my body, yeah. But they're not really.
Yeah, I get it. I'm kind of excited to go back home tonight because
I feel like you just like didn't compute.
Because I'm going to sleep in the guest room.
That is great.
And I'm excited about it. It's not as comfortable, but I can play. I don't have to wear earplugs.
I can play.
I was going to say my noise
You can
machine.
Play that game? I can play. I don't have to wear
the
earplugs.
The only thing I'm dreading already about it is that means I have to make two beds in the morning.
I think Jake should make the...
He doesn't make it.
The right way. I had a moment like that the other day.
Sometimes he does, though, and then I'm like, oh, so you are capable.
Yeah, like the bed today is totally fine, but I asked John, I was putting the sheets in the wash, and so I asked him to put the other ones, like the spare ones, on the other day. And then obviously you make the bed after you put the sheets on. And I came in the room, and I had like specifically asked, like, I know it's kind of obnoxious, but I was like, can you please put like this sheet? I even laid it on the pillows, like put this sheet pillowcase on this one because like.
They're different. Some go behind.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Don't have to. He had the wrong sheets like behind, not matching. And then it was like literally like he just threw the blanket on the bed. And I was like, what?
What is this?
This is not a made bed.
What is this mess?
Anyway, whatever. And then I felt bad because I was like, he did it.
Yeah.
But it was like, he did not do it the way I wanted it to be done.
No.
So well, I said, thank you, but can
you... You do it again.
But can you watch how I do this? Watch, this is what I expect.
Watch me make this bed.
Yeah. How long has it been?
Oh, no. This is going to be a short week, you guys. But don't worry. We're going to give you, I don't know, plenty of good... The other week, we had like a 2.5-hour episode.
Yeah.
Just, you know, sometimes, actually, do you know what it is, listeners? I think I've gotten used to doing two episodes a discussion. So when we have...
Yeah, so this episode, we just did one. It was episode 14.
I've really enjoyed doing double.
Yeah, because it feels like it moves the story. Like, this felt like there was no story. Like, yes. No plot.
Agreed. Okay, let's play a game. Let's play...
Word association.
Okay, well, people wanted to know your biography. So, Brie, I'd like you to tell me, when you were little and you had to do a book report on an animal, what animal did you choose?
I did two. I did one on otters.
Good choice.
And I did one on penguins. But I also did one... Why did I do so many on animals? I think this is, like, each grade. And then I did one on cows.
I, no matter how many times I had to do it, only did it on mountain goats.
What? Why?
Have you ever seen mountain goats?
Yeah, they're cool.
Even when they're babies, they're climbing up shit.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
I just thought they were sweet. Actually, I've never seen one in real life, but I've always wanted to. Every time I'm in Colorado, they're like, oh, you can always see goats just on the side of the mountain. I've never seen one. Nope.
I've never seen a mountain goat.
I ain't never seen no mountain goat on no fucking mountain.
No fucking mountain goat.
Only in goddamn book reports I did when I was in the goddamn fifth grade. I see no mountain goat. Bullshit. Okay, here's another question. Do you remember what your number was?
Like, yeah, 2.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck? What, Babbitt? Mine was always like 14.
Mine was either 2, sometimes 1.
You were the first?
Sometimes. But I was usually 2.
Wow.
I was, yeah. What were those for?
Lining up and stuff? Like getting
But why?
In I don't know, so that you knew where to stand in line? Because otherwise I feel like kids don't, like you have to have an order.
Oh, because you can't just, like, stand by your friends?
Yeah, probably. And, like, going into assemblies and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Always walking. Why were we always walking in a goddamn straight
line?
So
they don't lose you.
Oh, is that why?
What's your favorite assembly?
My favorite assembly?
Yeah, don't you remember assemblies?
Yeah, of course I do. But, like, I don't know. There were a lot of them.
The yo-yo one?
Oh, yeah. Jumping or, like, the guy who played the spoons?
I don't know what that means.
He played, like, spoons on his leg.
If you could, okay, I tell you, Brie, you have to go perform for an elementary school next week. What is your performance?
Why is this computer?
Hey, my name is Brie. My name is Brie. I don't know. I'll probably, like, sing a song. I'll bring karaoke. Oh. We all do karaoke.
See, that's a good skill. I don't know what I would do.
You would take photos of them all?
That's so boring for a little kid.
Yeah, I would like sing karaoke and then I would have like people come up. That's a pretty dope assembly.
Yeah, it really is.
I don't know what you're learning from
it. I think I would want to play. Remember the game where you try to cross one side of the gym to the other and you can't touch the ground?
Mission Impossible.
You use like scooters.
But that's not an assembly.
Well, I would make it one.
Gym class.
No, I would choose the best kids from each grade and create mega teams, and then we would watch the mega teams compete.
Was this the fucking Hunger Games?
Yeah, and the ones that lose, they have to leave school.
Yeah, they're...
Forever.
They're volunteering as tribute?
I volunteer as tribute, yeah. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah. What's your biggest regret?
Probably ever dyeing my hair.
Oh,
like, I wish I would have just...
Just been completely natural, whatever.
Whatever it was supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah, because do you even know what it is?
I think it's like a dirty strawberry-ish blonde.
Yeah, same with mine.
It would probably have natural highlights.
I bet ours is pretty similar, actually.
Yeah. I wish I had never done that. You can't really go back.
No.
Unless it would take me like 10 years to grow it out.
My sister's never dyed her hair. Catherine.
Oh, there you go.
And she has beautiful hair.
Yeah. What's your biggest regret? Starting this podcast?
Playing this game. Not doing a book report on mountain goats?
Yeah, that was a real fuck up.
Yeah.
I think... Oh, I bet this isn't your true biggest regret, but maybe not reading Harry Potter when the rest of the world was?
I mean, maybe, yeah. Or, like, not getting into, like, certain books.
Or, like, not being able to go to the Twilight movies at midnight.
That's probably...
Can you imagine?
That's my biggest regret. Or maybe, like... Not pursuing my dream to be on the stage.
Oh, no.
Or, like, not marrying Orlando Bloom.
Yeah.
I had the chance.
You really did.
Yeah.
He was right there.
Not trying to get my fan fiction published.
Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, my God. He would have, like, come knocking on my door and been like,
do you think there was a lot of people that wrote fan fiction specifically on, like, a celebrity and not on, like, a story?
I used to read them every day on the Orlando Bloom files.
Should I start reading fan fiction?
I would like to. I read this one. It was like 15, 16, like long chapters. It took me like days to read it. I was a big reader of fan fiction. And I like sobbed at the end.
Wow.
Because like I felt like her and Orlando, like they were together. She ended up dying in the end of the story. She had a baby. It was very moving.
Maybe
I was like 12 reading this shit.
I think my problem with it in like the Harry Potter ones is because to me, I'm like, well, that's not true. Like,
yeah, that's not canon.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have a hard time like, and I don't want to get attached to like a theory that isn't real.
So just read one. Just find a celebrity that you really love.
Oh.
And then just read. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I'm going to have to try that.
But also, can you imagine being that celebrity that has really fucking weird
terrifying
fan fiction about you?
I'm going to write fan fiction about you.
Okay. I like this.
Also, on Valentine's Day, we went out to eat, Brie and John and Jake and I. And I didn't miss anyone, did I?
No, just four of us.
And we came to the conclusion that we've said in the podcast before, that I'm morphing Brienne to become the perfect partner, that it's all been without her realizing it.
Yeah.
And it's like Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah. I don't understand what's going on. Why are you looking at me that way?
I don't know how to look at you.
What are you putting? I feel like Abby is constantly putting some type of a hex or a curse or a love potion.
I'm not. You just love me for real.
I just love you for you. You just love me for me, except for the little pieces that are missing that you are slowly filling in.
Oh, I was like, what? You're not missing any? My head is not connected.
Neither is mine.
It's only been 18 minutes.
No. It literally feels like we have been talking for 4 years.
But somehow it's almost 10. Time is a dragon.
a dragon? Like that type of dragon?
Yes. Well, maybe we should just end it before it gets too bad.
I think
it was. We have a really good conversation with our co-host, Kelsey.
Yeah.
But we are spent. This is hour three of talking out loud.
Shocking.
Talking out loud. This is hour three of talking out loud. My God, there might be some people who throw their phones across the room when they listen to this.
I'm going to be one of them.
Maybe we'll get a bad review. Ooh, have we gotten any reviews?
Maybe we'll get a bad review. Let's take a look, skis.
I will also ask you while you do this, what kind of pajamas do you sleep in?
Nightgowns. But sometimes,
always?
No, sometimes I wear like a lot of clothes.
Really?
Yeah, like I could go to bed in this tonight.
No, I can't wear anything slightly tight.
You don't ever just sleep in leggings?
No.
Leggings?
I can't. Leggings are way too uncomfortable for me.
Oh. Am I a psychopath?
You might. We have 138.
I know, but I don't think we have any new ones.
They're not like in order anymore either.
I know. They never were.
This is a great time to plug that if you guys...
Oh, wait. We do have a new one. Guys, are you ready for this? Wow, this is a really long review, and I haven't read it, and it's 5 stars. Oh, this is from Liz, who just...
she's, joined.
Yeah, just joined. And we...
I love
she
her
She isn't all caught up yet. So when she catches up, she said, my favorite ever. I freaking love this podcast. Bree and Abby are hilarious, and I absolutely love the moments where they can't stop laughing because it makes me laugh so much harder. Their banter is perfection. Every time I'm listening, like right now, I wish I was sitting next to them, able to chime in. I don't even remember how I came across this podcast a few weeks ago. I think I just looked up Gray's podcast and found this one. Now I am hooked. I listen while driving, while at work, at home, cleaning, organizing, in the shower, everywhere. Sadly, I'm only to almost season 3 on the podcast because I want to catch up so bad. While at the same time, if I do, I'll probably be devastated because I love binging on this podcast. I follow their Instagram. I wanted to follow their Twitter, but they don't tweet. Oh, I forgot we don't tweet.
It's true, we don't.
Anyway, now that I've written a novel that they may read, but I won't know forever since I'm so far behind. But I love you all. Please never stop recording. I am going to sign up for your
Patreon. I love that she writes that.
In the next week.
We can't wait to have her on.
She's so great.
Yeah.
We were talking about the OC on Instagram today. I was telling Abby, like, when we were in the Google Hangout today, like, all these people, I was like, oh, Owen is, like, at, like, rehearsal for his play, and Liz is watching the OC, and Abby's like, how do you know all of this? And I was like, because I talk to people on the Instagram. So, on the Instagram.
All right, Grandpa.
So, if you want to talk to me, go on Instagram and message me.
I
will respond. I will have a conversation.
I'm going to commandeer it. And then I'll be like, oh, you thought this was Brie?
Yeah.
Or I'll be like, what do you think of Abby?
Oh, my God. That's so mean, girls.
That would be so fun.
That's so mean, girls.
I'd love to do that. I love that review. Thank you. Like, truly, reviews are the only thing that help people find this podcast. So if you have a spare moment and you can leave one, we would appreciate it.
Yeah. 5 stars.
5 stars only. 5 scalpels.
We got, like, a 2-star that one time.
It was, like, it was... Lexi's my favorite or least favorite character. This podcast is okay.
Yeah, although they got annoying sometimes, which I'm sure whoever left that review will love to listen to this episode.
Yeah. Oh my God, just the Sid voice.
Oh God.
Well, okay, so we're gonna stop. We're gonna bebop back it off and have you listen to Kelsey's interview, and hopefully you didn't stop listening to this episode because of this, because Kelsey deserves you all to listen.
Yeah, it was really great.
Oh my God, what if Kelsey goes to listen to this episode and she's like, this is the intro? Because like she's going to tell all her friends, you should listen to this podcast.
Oh my God, and I just like talked. I'm like on drugs right now. I mean, I'm not really on drugs, but like
right, natural,
my cold
naturopathic
is.
Naturopathic drugs.
My cold is making me feel all sorts of.
they
couldn't
oh,
see me
oh,
do this with my
I
hands.
Do want to shout out, by the time this airs, it'll have already happened, but this weekend is a wedding of one of our dear, dear listeners, and I believe she's a patron. I don't think she's attending, but her name is Laura, and she's a listener, and we love her very much. And it's our first, like, I mean, I sort of knew her outside of this, but our first time we ever met, she did bring up this podcast. So it's like our first podcast wedding.
That's so exciting. I'm so happy that I get to be there. Laura, thanks for inviting me.
I will FaceTime you in.
We'll see you this weekend, Laura.
Oh, no, she's going to be panicking. She'll be like, was Brie at my wedding? Where was she? Okay, see you soon, listeners. Keep listening. Hello!
Welcome back.
Welcome back, everyone. We have a guest.
Scrubbing in.
Scrubbing in. I love when we remember to say that. All the way from somewhere she'll tell us is... our friend Kelsey.
Welcome, Kelsey.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being a patron. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for being a patron.
So actually, fun little fact here.
Wait, what?
I was just going to say that we've actually been chatting with Kelsey for like an hour before we started recording.
Okay, really quick, Kelsey. You deserve the time in the world, but Brie Maniat Tati with sticks of, I don't know
no,
what these are.
No, they're whole cloves.
Whole cloves, but it's very hard to drink it without getting a clove in your mouth. Okay, so yeah, Kelsey's one of our $10 patrons, obviously, because she's hosting, and so she joined our Google Hangout. What'd you think of it? It was your first one.
Oh, it was fun. It was a little confusing at first because it like just like flickers on and off, and I was like, what is happening right now?
Yeah, but you can click on one person and then you can just stare at that person's face the whole time and it won't flicker. I got to figure out a way to like raise your hand.
Yes. It changes with whoever's like making noise, not even necessarily speaking. So someone who's like opening up like a bag of something, it will change to that.
But it's fun to see everyone's faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was really fun tonight because we haven't met Kelsey, but like if I feel like we have now
because it makes it more like it seems like it makes more sense to now be talking to you about an episode after I feel like I know who you are a little bit, but the listeners don't,
so let's get into it.
That was a good transition.
It really is.
Okay, so Kelsey, we're gonna ask you some questions about Grays and life in general. The first one we're gonna ask you is tell us a little bit about you, like where you're from. Only share what you actually want out there. But yeah, where do you live or what do you do? What do you spend your time doing? Ready, set, go.
So I live in the suburbs of Chicago. I'm like 45 minutes out. Lived here my whole life. And I'm a substance use counselor for my local health department.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. I've been doing it for 3 years now.
Wow. Congrats. That's amazing.
Thanks. Yeah, I love it.
What's it like watching the like current episodes of Grey's, like the new ones, or if you're caught up? Storyline.
I'm so glad they're actually touching it because right now my local health department, we're really focusing on the opioid crisis, and I've gone to like professional conferences like in Baltimore for like 5 days about the opioid conference for opioid use, and I saw the preview for tomorrow's episode and I'm just dying to see it because I think it's gonna be very opioid and drug focused, and it is actually a national crisis right now.
Wow, that's so interesting. Yeah. Thanks for the work you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you want to ask the next question?
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like I can really follow up with that question, but who's your favorite character?
I would have to say Christina. I love her. Mm-hmm. She's just so blunt and like, she will tell you how it is, and that's how I like people.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree.
Unless they're telling me something how it is that I
don't want to hear.
Yeah. How'd you get into Grey's? Like, when did you start watching the show?
Just a year ago.
What?
Wow.
Oh, little Grey's baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened was three of my best friends, they all watch Grey's Anatomy, and for years they were like, Kelsey, please watch Grey. Please watch Grey. I was like, no. It's too much of a commitment for me. I can't do this. Mm-hmm. There's like a million seasons. I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
And then there was a snowstorm last February, and I was really annoyed. And I was really annoyed. I had to go to work in it, and like everyone called off, but I live a mile and a half from work, so I just can't not call off.
Right.
So I went in and I was annoyed all day. only good thing was my boss bought the like four people who showed up to work pizza. I had no clients. I had nothing to do. But then I drove straight to my friend's house because I was like, whatever. I live in Illinois. I can drive in a snowstorm. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting as I walk in and she was off of school. I'm like, what are you watching? She was like, Grey's. I was like, oh, and she's like in season 9 or something or season 8, because they're all going on their like fellowship interviews and they're in the airport I'm like, who's that? She goes, Meredith. I was like, okay, I watch for a minute. I was like, who's that dick? And she was like, Karev. I was like, I don't think I like him. She's like, you'll like him. I'm sitting there. I'm like, all of a sudden like they see Derek. I'm like, why is he holding a baby?
You're that like, friend.
Yeah, my friend like stops it, looks at me, goes, we're starting at the first episode. Yeah. And then So we start watching, and I'm like, so then I just sit there and watch it, and then I binge watched over the next 8 months. So like everyone's saying they watch it in like 2 months. I was like, what are you talking about? It took me 8 months.
Yeah, 2 months is insanity.
Well, I know for a fact that she works from home like me, so you can you can watch while working.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yes. Yeah. And I actually personally took a break during season 5 because of the Izzy cancer storyline. I lost my sister to cancer over a year ago, so that was really hard for me to watch. Like, at first, I had to take a break for a while because I just found Izzy very annoying during the whole thing.
Yeah. The show is hard to watch. I feel like there's probably not a person out there who doesn't have some storyline that it's, like, hard to watch.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons why I feel like it's actually, like, a really quality television show because it hits on so many, like, different types of storylines.
Yeah.
Yeah,
whether it be, like, main characters or even just, like, patients they bring in for a short storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was watching, I was binge watching again, and I was just watching a random episode. I'm sitting there crying. I was like, I know what happens, but why am I crying right now?
Yeah. Then my second question to myself is, am I PMSing?
Yeah.
The answer is almost always yes.
Yes.
Who is your favorite relationship on the show?
Mark and Lexi, hands down.
Yes. I love that.
I didn't watch the show, but I kind of knew like who died over the years.
Yep.
I had no idea Mark died. I literally was watching. I saw Lexi die and I was like, okay. And then I took a break for some reason. I was like, that was a rough episode. I'm going to take a couple days. And I come back, I'm like texting my friend. I was like, what's happening? And she was like, it's okay, Kelsey. I was like, it's not okay.
It's not.
That was really... But did we know that that was going to happen? Because I think we knew they were going to leave the show.
I don't know that I knew that. Like, I knew, but I don't remember, I guess. I must not have been, like, following pop culture at the time as much. But, like, I mean, like, I knew about Derek. Like, there were some other ones.
Yeah. Like, that was...
When I started watching, I knew Derek died, like... I didn't know when, but I knew he died. And so I was just like, I was like watching you like, I know you die.
Yeah. But like when? When is it going to happen?
Yeah.
I think we have had a couple other listeners who have talked about that like they didn't know when Derek was going to die. So certain things happened and they were like
the shooting and all of that. Yeah.
Is there any unpopular opinion you have about Grey's Anatomy or storyline or something that people don't agree with?
I personally really hate Izzy's cancer storyline, not for the fact like she gets cancer, but for the 5% chance she lives in like stage 4, like stage 4, you're never cured of it. You can have no evidence of disease and like her saying, and then like her basically dying and coming back and just like being all better. Just that really, really bothers me because like I personally watched someone with stage 4 cancer and it's not, like, they go with how hard it is, but I think they glorified it to a certain extent, too. And so I just did not like that whole storyline. And again, it was personally really rough for me because at that time, my sister had only been gone for a couple months, so...
Yeah,
that's really hard. Really sorry.
Yeah. Thank you. Cancer is a bitch. That's what I've learned.
Cancer is a fucking bitch.
A fucking bitch.
Just lost my aunt to cancer, so...
Yeah. I'm sorry for your aunt.
I don't know how you guys watch this show.
I mean, because it makes you feel right, there are like redeeming like moments too, and yeah.
No,
I know there is.
Do you have any?
Maybe just I would be curious to know how she found the podcast, and then also it's always fun to know someone's least favorite character.
Oh yeah.
So I love podcasts. I'm really into true crime podcasts, Harry Potter podcasts, and I realized one day I was out of podcasts to listen because I was cut all up. So then I was just like, let me find a Grey's Anatomy podcast. And I found you guys.
I love that.
Oh,
did you just search Grey's Anatomy?
I think it was actually, I saw it, like, I was thinking about looking for one, and then I actually found it on another podcast website, Facebook, Swish and Flick. Someone mentioned your podcast, and I think Instagrammed you a couple weeks ago to listen to that one.
Yeah, there's a couple people that have found us through whoever it is on Swish and Flick that recommended us. So you're saying it was in a group, like the Facebook group for Swish and Flick?
Yeah, the Facebook group.
It's a Harry Potter podcast.
Yeah, they're doing a rereader of it right now, and I think they're on the 4th book, and I found them summer of 2017 when they're only like 3 episodes in, and... it's one of my favorite podcasts now.
Yeah. I I need to figure out who has that one and thank those people, because we've gotten quite a few people from that one, which is so on brand with us.
Yeah.
Which is, if
I'm actually looking for you right now.
Perfect. I'm in the group. Let us know.
Yeah. So I'm going to look through it right now for you. But I remember Usher was like, I need a new podcast.
Perfect. I love it. Okay.
Who's your least favorite?
Least favorite. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, least favorite. I would say currently, I don't know. That's a hard one.
Love all the characters.
I really don't like Izzy. Like, I just I've never liked her, even though she's one of the main characters. Just never liked her.
It's weird for me on a rewatch because I don't like her, but I used to. Like, when I first watched the show, she was one of my favorites. Like, but I think it's because I like George, and so they kind of came as, like, a
package deal.
Right, for a while. I think that's kind of the only reason why.
I don't know. Or I think maybe watching it younger, we, like, felt differently about Izzy. Mm-hmm. Like, she's, like, the blonde, perky one. Supposed to be. You know? Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, so I found the person who I found the podcast through. It's Paola, Paola. That's the person who said it on the Facebook group, and I literally see my comment of, "Oh, I'm gonna listen."
Oh, well,
that's perfect!
Shout out! Thank you so much.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Okay. Well, should we get into it?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay.
So this is episode 14. Beat Your Heart Out.
Yep.
And Abby's going to read the monologue.
And if I fall apart, Brie will take over. Okay, so season 5, episode 14, Beat Your Heart Out. Any first-year med student knows that an increased heart rate... Why did you laugh?
I knew you did.
Okay, fuck, I can't do this. Any first-year med student knows that an increased heart rate is a sign of trouble. A racing heart can indicate anything from a panic disorder to something much, much more serious. Please stop laughing. A heart that flutters or one that skips a beat could be a sign of secret affliction, or it could indicate romance, which is the biggest trouble of all.
Romance.
It seems we have no control whatsoever over our own hearts. Condition can change without warning. Romance can make the heart pound just like a panic can, and panic can make it stop cold in your chest. It's no wonder doctors spend so much time to keep the heart stable, to keep it slow, steady, regular, to stop the heart from pounding out of your chest from dread, this is a long sentence, or of something terrible, or the anticipation of something else entirely. That is the longest sentence. Grammatically, it needs some commas.
Ooh, that was good, Abby.
I also felt like halfway through I really wanted to switch to like a Game of Thrones accent.
You did.
It's no wonder doctors spend so much time. I don't know. Anyways, I had to read with inflection or else I was going to laugh.
You did a really good job.
I would be terrible at theater.
Cold reads.
Okay, so I got nothing out of that because I was just focusing on word to word. But my first note is, and I'm sorry, Kelsey, have you seen Game of Thrones?
I have not, and it kills my friends.
That's totally okay. But my first note is increased heart rate equals trouble, which I just saw the episode, kind of spoiler alert, when there's that poison that when your heart rate accelerates, then it kills you. So I was like, man, this is like a theme in a lot of shows, increased heart rate.
My first note was I could not draw my own blood.
Yeah, no.
That I don't think
no.
I could do that.
I couldn't give myself a finger prick even.
No. What was your first note?
It was Owen sleeping.
Yep.
Because like I just did a lot of just like quick things. So it was just like, oh look, it's Owen sleeping.
Yeah, perfect.
He's in the on call room, right?
He is. Yep. Shout out.
Yep. And then Christina walks in on him, and he gets weird.
Yeah, I said Owen knows Christina's schedule and comments on her hair. So Brie, what are our topics?
Yeah. So I have a couple things. Derek. Kind of wanting to propose, which I think with that kind of, we can talk about, like, if we need to talk about the patient who comes in with the brain aneurysm, Izzy and Sadie and their whole, like, procedures that they're doing together, Mark and Lexi, and then we can like touch on Owen and Christina. And then I think Callie in Arizona at the end, we should talk about.
Yes. And Bailey, I would say, too,
yeah,
her dealing with her patients.
Yeah.
Okay, so which one do we want to hit first? Do we want to talk about Owen and Christina? Because they're right away. Yeah, so, okay, what the fuck? I get that, like, with... So Christina is reading Meredith's mom's medical journals, yeah. which are sort of like romance novels, which I love how they compare that. And like,
yeah,
how I just have, I loved the way that went, but I did not love that like part where Owen is walking behind her. And like, it's after she says like forbidden love.
Are you, I don't know what it is, but I really love that. Oh. I love like when that music comes in. And he, like, slightly grabs her hand, or, like, brushes her hand.
Yeah, I like that you like, I like that we have different opinions.
Yeah, a couple times I wrote, I love this scene of Christina and Owen barely touching hands. And then there's another one. Oh, I wrote, I don't know why I love these Victorian scenes so much. But I really do. And maybe it could have been my mood, because I don't know that I always like that.
It was such a, like a, it pulled you out a little bit. Like, because it was so different than what normally happens.
Yeah. What did you think of them, Kelsey?
I personally love early Owen and Christina. As like as the seasons go on, like right before she left, I didn't like them as much. But I have like he says he likes the back of her neck, and it's just like those such simple compliments that like in the slow motion, I remember that scene very vividly. And it's just I just love them in the like the early stages of their relationship. It's
just when things aren't complicated yet.
Yeah, they're pretty complicated though.
I guess that's true.
It gets pretty complicated at the end because, like, what I noticed in this episode, there's a lot of, like, mental health that I think is, like, people don't talk about mental health a lot. And it's, like, really, like, shown through, like, Owen's PTSD. And then, like, I really think you start to see Bailey's, like, OCD starting to form in this, too.
Yes. I know. I'm very shocked. It's really cool how the current episodes are very much reflecting in this, like, early thing of Bailey, which we can talk about. But I did, I will say, I loved all the moments with Owen and Christina. I just was, like, very thrown aback by the, like, the way it was presented.
Yeah.
But it was fun. Like, it kind of reminded me of, like, when they would play the jungle music when they were all competing for the sparkle pager, like, when they're running down the halls, where it's, like, it makes them seem like they're in some other type of movie or something.
Yeah.
So I guess it probably has been happening on the show, but I just don't notice it as much.
Yeah. And I just thought it was, like, it's just so different from, like, him coming in and pulling an icicle out of her and making with her. You know, like...
That's very true.
It's, like, this really, like...
Romantic.
Romantic and, like, courting, almost.
Yes.
And, like, sensitive. And then, like, they spend the night in the on-call room together, but they don't have sex, you know?
That, like, scene where... I mean, first there's, like, the scene when he's breaking down, which... Yes. Is that his wife? Is he married?
Who? That's his ex-fiance.
Ex-fiance. I, as soon as, like, he saw that woman, I was like, I forgot what's happening here. Like, I... Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a spoiler alert.
That's fine. Whatever. But his... When she, like, hugs him and explains, like, medically why she's doing it. Mm-hmm. And, like, I just loved that scene. And then I loved that the scene after that is him, like, sleeping on her. Like, in, like, just in the most, like, almost like a child would, like, need to be... I don't know. I just... I love who Christina is when she, in these early times. Like...
Yes.
I don't know. It goes so against her to, like, go and hug someone like that.
Yeah.
Clearly. And I don't know. I thought it was beautiful. The music was just funny. But now I like it more than when you said you like it. I'm influenced.
Oh, that was really sweet.
It's true, though. What else about Owen? Yeah, my note was weird music. Owen walks by and Christina, WTF.
You were in a mood.
I was in a mood. Today was a rough one. I don't know. I don't really have anything else on the two of them.
I don't really either. Okay. Kelsey, do you?
No, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. I don't remember who when I first saw it either. I did like who I thought that woman was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that was confusing to me.
Yeah.
I think it was like a really quick moment too. And I was like, what just happened? Why is he like panicking?
Like super panicky.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe we should talk about, if we're talking about relationships, maybe we should quickly talk about Mark and Lexi then.
Yeah. So I love that Mark describes it as like, Derek has a ring that they're going to get married. She will be Derek's sister. I cannot sleep with Derek's sister. Like that is his reasoning, which is so like simple and like not well thought out at all. But it makes me laugh that that's how Mark, like, I feel like thinks in obsoletes. Like it's like, I either can or I can't and I can't now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
He's very black and white with his thinking, like, oh, I can't do this. And also I think he's like panicking because he's never felt like this for anyone besides Addison. And he's like, can't do this anymore. Can't do this.
Right. Yes. It must be sucky to be him and have like your first love be Addison, Derek's wife,
married,
and then your second one be Derek's possible sister. Like that would feel very like, not to mention like you grew up with Derek as your sort of brother. Like, I don't know.
I do. I wrote a note, good for Lexi, when she kind of like tells Mark off, like, if we're going to do this, we're going to do this like in front of my sister.
Right.
We're going to date. And otherwise I don't want to do it. And I was very proud of her for saying how she felt and standing up for herself.
Yeah. Well, and I like in the beginning, she's overwhelmed. She's like, I can't do secrets.
Yeah.
And then Derek's like, can you keep a secret? And she's like, yes. But like when you're just like at the brim with too many. I don't really, there was not too much with them.
No, there wasn't. I just wanted to touch on that. Like he doesn't want to. And then I think they decide they're going to date though. Right. Or did they not?
I can't.
Openly.
I don't know if there was a discussion.
I don't think, not quite yet, but I think Mark's going to the next two episodes they tell Derek, and I don't think it goes well.
Because I don't think he was going to tell Derek when they were setting up the
you're right.
Stupid-ass bed set up for her. Which I love that he still like has Derek, or has Mark help him do that.
Yeah.
Like, of all the people you'd ask. Also, wouldn't you just want to do that by yourself? Why would you want your dude friend to like help you put rose petals on a pillow?
I don't know.
I literally have stupid, and Sloan is helping, of course, with like setting that up. And I was like, of course he is.
Yeah. No.
What about, okay, so I think one of the, this was a line with Lexi, like, you know, is bursting at the seams to talk, and Callie asks, how are you? And I don't think she means like anything stronger than just how are you? And Lexi's like, oh, thank God, everything's great. I'm so great. I love that we can talk, like just goes like deep diving, which is so her. But I love Callie's line when she says, alone people don't like to hear about the together people. It's mean, which is like honestly so true.
Oh, yeah. I also wrote, Lexi, read the room.
Yeah.
Just, like, be socially aware of what is going on. Callie doesn't give a shit. And it's so true. Like, when you're in the dark space of, like, I think you can be single and be completely happy and content and alone. But, like, Callie is not happy that she's alone. No. So when you're not happy that you're alone, you don't give a fucking shit about people who are dating.
No, not at all.
Completely true. I'm single right now. I'm fine being single, but there's been times that like my friends were getting engaged and I would sit there like this. Must be nice.
I see you.
Yeah. Was there a big eye roll in there?
I am known for my eye rolls in my family and with my clients. So yes, there was an eye roll.
Perfect. Yeah. And it also like, I don't think I've ever been like, even if someone is in a good place and they're single, I don't think I've ever found myself like nonstop talking about the good things about being with someone. It just feels weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. But so yeah, Lexi, read the room is a perfect way of describing that. Callie got a new haircut.
Yeah.
She's got bangs.
It's bad.
And like long straight hair.
Right? It's like not working for her.
I mean, in this picture, it's okay. Like it's okay. It's a look. I just don't know how she changes so often. She's like a shapeshifter. Like her, she must have like a amazing hair person or like a weave or something.
Yeah, because she has had so many different haircuts on this show. Yeah. And she's been in it, what, for three seasons?
Yeah, like it's crazy how many haircuts she's had. This one is better than the original Callie.
Oh, the original Callie was quite a thing.
When I started listening to you guys and I started listening to season two and when Callie showed up, all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, they were so right about her hair. Like, what is happening with her hair?
It's not good.
It's like some sort of 80s bang situation.
It's like a pet. On top of her. Like when Marge sleeps on my head, that's what Callie's hair looks like.
Oh God. Yeah, it's weird.
Also, Callie is celibate.
Yeah, I missed that part too. She goes through a lot of like mood.
And also, Abby or Kelsey, what is this note? Callie has a teaching moment to Mark. Is that in surgery or something?
Well, I think, because he's like, I got to break up with her. And she's like, you idiot. Like, why would you do that? Again, like last week it was him telling her to stand tall. This week it's him standing up for her or vice versa.
Okay. Should we talk about The Izzy and Sadie thing?
Yeah.
Ooh, yes.
So, this is a spoiler alert podcast. Did they switch the reports?
Sadie fucked up.
Right. Did she gave the wrong ones to the wrong person, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because when I watched this, I was like waiting for the ball to drop, you know, essentially. And then I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What a fuck up.
Sadie's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sadie's fuck up.
I have Sadie's the worst. Can't draw blood, mixed up the blood.
Yeah. Yeah, I just like, I mean, we've said this a lot on the podcast, how much we hate Sadie. But like, she can't even do like
basic
procedure. She can't even draw blood.
Right.
She's a fucking intern.
Who joined halfway.
Yeah. She can't take a correct x-ray. She fucking mixes up the lab work.
I don't know who I feel more bad for, Izzy or that woman that's going to be told. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that sucks so bad for that woman that she's going to be told. Well, I guess she would get more tests done and they'd be like, you don't have cancer.
Right. So maybe it would be better to be that woman for yeah. sure. But yeah, I I'm trying to remember, again, when I viewed this for the first time, did I think Izzy was off the hook? Like, did I think that she was?
Because she's like, oh, I'm anemic. Like, I can deal with being anemic. Like, right. I'll eat a hamburger.
Right.
So I've worked in mental health for like the past like 8 years. And so I'm sitting there and people do not have hallucinations like that unless something is seriously wrong. And so right. I remember like screaming at the TV going, you're having a hallucination. What are you? What's happening? Please go see, like, what, you're a doctor. And like, so it right. still bothers me because like I've seen people in like with schizophrenia, schizoaffective disorder. And it's so like, it's very traumatic for that individual. And it's also very traumatic for family members to watch them become psychotic. So like Krav, like not seeing that like pisses me off too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also weird. I think though, as viewers, we get this little glimpse of, oh, maybe she is fine. Cause Denny's not in this episode. It's like yeah. the first one in a really long time that Denny's gone. And so I think it's again, this is one of those instances where we could break it down, but really it's like they were trying to make good television. So yeah. like you get your mood all over the place, but it's sad to see her like be so happy and like Alex comes in and she's like, let's go home. And like, when you know that like it's not, all was not well.
Yeah. It's so sad.
Yeah. And she, like, you can see that she's very relieved that like, oh, I'm actually not sick. Like, we've done these tests and whatever. Now, because nothing comes up on the tests either, right?
Well, no, the other one does because they're like, oh, this woman has cancer. Like it's in her.
Well, no, but that was her blood work.
Right.
I'm saying like all the images and stuff they took, like nothing came up.
Oh, I don't know.
Because she got an x-ray done. She was getting an MRI done.
True. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't remember.
That,
Or maybe does that come up in the next?
Maybe it could be the next one.
Where she looks at her scans,
yeah.
I think.
I don't know how this, I don't remember how this ends up. She ends up finding that it is her. And does Sadie get, like, does she leave? How does she end up leaving the show? Do we know?
I think it was George. George called her out.
Mm.
Like, yeah, I think it's the next two episodes and George is like, you're not a good doctor. And she's like, yes, I am. He's like, no, you're not.
Yeah, no, actually,
There was also a part of me that really wanted to see when George is in there looking, when she's getting her MRI and is like, I see a bad doctor. You're going to be living on the streets. There was a part of me that thought it also would have been a great way of revealing it is by having George look, like if they were looking at what they were seeing.
Yeah, looking at the scans or whatever.
Have him to be the one, yeah.
George is like not in this episode.
George is not in this season.
No, because he's bowing out.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I like George, like... Like, right now, he's, like, the good George I remember.
Right, but he has no storyline.
None. Like, he is barely in.
Right. It's sad.
The only thing he's really done is he has said, like, shit's fucked up with Izzy.
Right, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
A rough season for him. Not much going on.
And he was the Chiefs intern. Was that this season?
Last one, I think.
Just to end that segment, fuck Sadie.
Yeah, she's the worst. She should not be a doctor.
No.
Oh, we didn't really finish when we were talking about Callie. Talking about Arizona. We can kind of talk about her character a little bit now. I just love Arizona. Like,
I think I don't know why I used to think she was kind of annoying. I don't know. She's just like,
she's really chipper. Chipper.
But I feel like she's a fucking incredible doctor. And like, I love her forwardness with Callie.
Yeah.
Cause I don't think, I mean, I certainly am not the type of person that would be able to have the confidence to do that. And I loved that scene. I just thought it was bold and great.
I did too.
I don't know. It was good.
I don't remember.
Go ahead.
I just remember I love early Callie in Arizona too. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, when they're like really happy before mm-hmm. the leg.
Before the leg. But I like how just like people talk and the talk is good. Weird line. Weird
I lines. Didn't realize how quickly they kiss.
Yeah.
Very like, because Arizona was in like what, last episode?
A couple, yeah.
And really, if you think about it, Callie has not been with Han for that long.
No. Nope.
So
Why was Callie upset at the bar? Just because she's single?
I can't remember why. I just literally have Callie is not okay.
The only note I have is, what is Callie's hair doing?
Again, the only things that matter.
And then I say Arizona and Callie kiss. I think she's just sad that she's like celibate and yeah. like not... her word, she calls herself celibate, and mm-hmm. like that she was left and she's just like her life fucking sucks or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know. I feel like Callie, if like, let's just talk about Callie a second. I always feel like she's in some type of crisis.
Yes,
like her consistently her character, she'll have like a couple episodes where she's like doing well, but like mostly her storylines are like her getting beat to shit by life.
Yeah, and by whoever she's with.
Yeah.
Like, her partner, usually. I feel like the early episodes of Han are good, and, like, the early ones before she even meets, before her and George start actually dating.
Yeah.
When she's, like, the Callie that lives in the hospital and jumps on the bed.
In her underwear.
Then she joins her.
Yeah. For some tea.
For some tea. Yeah, she's had a rough go.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think of... Of course, like when Derek, you know, everyone's talking to Derek about proposals. Of course, Chief thinks you should do like flowers, chocolates,
yeah,
like
exotic foods, live musicians, and a rowboat.
Like, that's probably exactly.
Should that be the title of this episode?
Yeah,
exotic foods, live musicians, and a rowboat.
That's probably exactly how he proposed to Adele. And Adele was probably like, Richard!
Probably.
Oh, Richard.
The one thing I have about the like the proposal, like Derek, he's telling everyone, and I literally go, Christina knows Meredith better than Derek, because Christina's like, no, don't do any of that. Like, yeah, don't. Yeah. Like, he just has this guilty look on his face, like, oh,
I
okay.
feel like men don't usually tell everyone. I don't
he's
know.
Telling the patient. Also, he's being so weird to Meredith.
Yeah, that patient almost fucked it up, though.
Oh yeah, what's that in there?
Yeah,
it's a fucking ring, bitch. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that was
my girlfriend's in here.
Yeah,
but also, why is Derek carrying it around
in his pocket? That's open.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah.
good television.
Yeah,
that's why.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
I felt like in that moment when Christina is talking to Meredith right at the end, but she's talking about Ellis, but she goes, they're getting engaged.
Yeah.
He's going to propose. At first I was like, fuck yeah, Christina. Like, I feel like Meredith would want to know it's coming.
And yeah, like, that's what I thought was happening.
Same. And then when it wasn't, I was like kind of disappointed. I was like, oh crap. Like, I don't know. Like, I want Meredith to have a heads up. I don't remember how it actually goes down. That's why.
You don't?
No. Is it bad?
No, it's good.
I remember how they get married, but
you don't remember how he proposes?
No.
Oh my God.
Kelsey, do you remember?
I'm pretty sure I watched this the other day and I don't remember.
Give us a little preview, Brie.
Just a little elevator ride.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think that was perfect.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad he doesn't do that bed. Do you think,
the perfect proposal for Meredith.
If I can mm-hmm. predict what happens next, it's that because she found that rose petal. She's gonna, something just like hit my hand. Was it you didn't blow your nose, did you?
No.
A paranormal activity.
Oh my God.
But my guess is that like she freaks out that he was going to propose and then like didn't. Does she panic about that or is she just confused by the rose?
I don't remember okay. that.
Also, is next week a crossover episode?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay.
That's, we haven't had one of those in a really long time.
No.
So I don't think they have enough, like, she has enough time to panic, because, like, then they, everyone finds out Izzy has cancer, and Izzy's cancer is, like, real bad, and so they start focusing on that, and it's like, she doesn't have time to worry about getting proposed to.
That's true.
Also, shoot, I was gonna say something about the proposal. Oh, I know, when you were talking about the Christina thing, do you think that she actually meant, like, Ellis, or do you think she took back, like, the way I viewed it was, like, she was like, he's gonna propose, and Meredith looks like, what?
Panicked.
Like, panicked, and then Christina, like, changes her mind and says, like, it's Richard and Ellis, or whatever.
Part of me thinks maybe she was trying to, like, gauge her reaction to it.
Yeah.
But also, what did she learn from that? Like, Meredith didn't have a chance to, like, give her thoughts.
Yeah, I don't know, television.
But I kind of thought that, too. I just love the way she's reading the journals, like, with Owen on her, and she's like, it's actually quite, like, romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can we talk about that teddy bear that was in the bedroom for the proposal?
Ooh.
It was so bad.
If someone brought me a giant teddy bear to propose to, I would just leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Be like, you don't know me at all. Like, and we cannot spend the rest of our lives together.
Like, is the ring, like, on the bear?
I don't know. But it's, like, sitting at the end of the bed.
A ring
bear. It's a big, huge, white bear holding, like, a red heart.
No, thank you. I would be appalled. I remember Jake once gave me a stuffed animal like that, but it's because he won it at a carnival. This very, like, this was in the 50s.
Yeah.
But he, like, I think I was with him, and, like, I remember feeling like I had to keep it in my room, but also, like, hating the aesthetic of it.
Yeah. I'm not for that.
No.
I don't need a stuffed animal.
I'm going to buy you one for Valentine's Day, which already happened.
I have my blankie, and that's all I need.
That's all you need. I'm going to turn your blankie into a bear.
No! Well, when I was little, I used to sleep with all of my Beanie Babies on my bed and all these stuffed, like, there was no bed. It was just stuffed animals. And so I think there's some trauma from that I don't want stuffed animals in my life anymore.
If I did that with my Beanie Babies, I would have been buried.
I was. I had, like, hundreds on my bed.
I would be so annoyed to be your mom having to, like, make that bed every morning and fucking move all those Beanie Babies.
I had
babies.
To make my own goddamn bed.
You did? And you did it every morning?
No.
Oh. How could you with all those Beanie Babies?
But I remember I would have to, like, rearrange them every couple days and, like, stack them back.
They'd probably fall beneath your bed and between the wall.
Yep.
They must have just been everywhere.
Yeah. It's not good. It's not good. Should we talk about Bailey?
Yeah.
The bee dog?
Honestly, Bailey. That scene where she goes in and talks to Chief right in the beginning could have been in a current episode.
Like, where Bailey's becoming an attending.
Yeah, well, because in the current episode, she, like, goes into Krev and she's like, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to be chief again. And she fucking does that in this episode with, like...
Yeah, I know I took a few days off, but, like, I've never taken any days off until...
Right, she's the same. Like,
yeah.
She has the same reoccurring, I feel like, issues, sort of.
I feel like she doesn't deal with, Kelsey, like you were saying, like, some of her mental health issues.
Right.
She has a fucking breakdown.
Right.
She has to take a sabbatical.
She doesn't know how to rest.
No, and she has to leave work, and then she comes back and is like, I'm good. I'm fine.
Right.
But, like, are you actually fine?
And that little girl, the new patient, was so sweet. Look, like, just like...
Oh, that broke my heart.
Yeah. Also, I was like, of course you're good at soccer. You're cute and you're good at soccer, little girl. But yeah, I feel like Bailey, I appreciate that. I do feel like, you know, things have changed and whatever, but I do like that these characters truly, like, have the same, like, it's not like they morphed into different people by the time the current season is going. I don't know.
I don't think I realized until recently, until she took her sabbatical in the latest season that, like, her anxiety has been there for a long time. Right. Like, you don't really see it, like, when she's, like, second or third year resident, but, like, after she went through everything, like, with her pregnancy and her husband of the time, and then, like, these small children, like, I've had clients' deaths before and everything, and they're very traumatic, but, like, small children, I work with adults, I could not work with small children, because that would just break my heart every single day, and so you kind of see the progression of everything. And then when she has her OCD and her breakdown then, and then again, as when she's like, so you just see it and it's just amazing how it's just progressed over like 10 seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did love the moment that she leaves and then she goes and hangs out with Tuck. Like, that's the only thing that she, like, could do in that moment. Also, I totally forgot that, when she was giving birth, she had that whole, like...
Yeah, her husband was in a car accident.
Yeah. She's had a lot. I did also... I appreciated the way they... Again, like, I'm very torn on the... I don't want to get totally into this, but I'm very torn on the Dr. Dixon thing where, like, I like that they're showing this storyline, but I also feel like how could someone be a doctor... if they have a breakdown like that, like I wouldn't as a patient, I would feel really like when that all happened, but I do like how accurately they're displaying, you know, like someone with high functioning, like Asperger's. And so I don't know, I was very torn. I go back and forth. I'm like, would this really happen? Wait, what? But I thought that was such a cool moment when they're both hugging her and like Bailey's doing it. And
it's Temple Graydon's thing, right?
Yep. Yeah. About the cows. Yeah. I just thought it was, I don't know, and there's Bon Iver playing.
and I love how they both like kind of zone out at the end too. And she's like, you can stop touching
me.
And they're just zoned out. They're just like, stop hugging me now. Right. And they're like, oh, right.
I feel like they sort of needed it also. Yeah. Like, Christina's like, oh, why don't I just go get, she lists like a medication. Yeah. Like, no, you need to hug.
Yeah.
What else was I gonna say? What'd you guys think?
But also, I feel like, too, on that storyline, like, this shit has happened before with Dr. Dixon, and so I feel like Bailey should be a little bit more aware. She's done this, like, 4 times in a row with Dr. Dixon.
Yeah, she just bursts in there and starts, like, yelling her solutions.
Yeah, and, like, this has already happened before, so, like, why wouldn't you just, like, maybe approach that a little bit differently?
Mm-hmm.
Because she understands, like, she's about rules and...
Agreed.
Come on, Bailey.
Come on, Bailey. Did love the guy that tried sex position number 9.
Okay, yeah, I wrote, what is the object? Can we all think about what is it? What do we think the object is?
Good question. It's not a fruit. It sounded plastic when it, like, hit the... Do you think it's an actual sex toy, or do you think it's, like, an object? Like, something that is not supposed to go there?
I think it's something they just found in their house.
I think so too, right?
Like a lamp stick.
A lamp stick?
They're in the newer seasons with the one doctor was a can of hairspray, so...
See, that's what I kept thinking about, but then I was like, that's a different episode, right?
Yeah, that's a different one. Yeah. Maybe it's a podcast microphone.
Ooh.
Ow.
I know. I love that the woman is like, I'm not the patient. And how mortifying for him.
Well,
and I love that moment though, where it, you know, it's this funny little thing, but then Chief turns it into that sweet moment where he's like, if you're doing that, you are doing just fine. Like, you're with your partner, like
trying to make each other happy.
Yeah, like I thought that was sweet. And then I love that they also like break down in laughing.
I also wish I knew what all these sex positions they were talking about at lunch were.
Yes.
They're like, oh, I've done 16. I've never tried this one. I'd definitely try 19. I was like, but what are all of them?
Right.
Aren't there only two? Just kidding.
I'm sure you could pick up the latest Cosmo and find it out.
Yeah. One thing that I was wondering while watching too is like when the guys are all laughing when they're having like that after the surgery moment where they just like Karev starts it, I think, because he says bend over backwards.
Yeah.
How hard would it be to act a scene like that where you like laugh as if you've never laughed that hard before?
Yeah.
I always think about shit like that.
And they look like they're really laughing.
Yeah. Karev's laugh is like very intense.
Yeah. I have another random note when Mark tells Chief that Derek is proposing. Chief goes, no kidding. Outstanding. Why is that the response?
How many years has it been since Derek and Meredith met? Like, I know it's been, this is the 5th season. Is it 5 years? It's less than that, right?
It's less than that.
Because the first 3 seasons were their intern year, right? That's what I thought.
Yeah, but intern year, isn't it more than 1 year? It's only 1 year? Okay.
I have no idea.
But it's not 5. It's like maybe 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense then.
That's a decent amount of time, I would say.
Yeah. And then Addison. Do you think when you're watching the show for the first time, you think it's like something not to do with like someone's health related, and it's like Addison wants to be back with Derek, or no? Do you think we're all over that?
I think we're all, because I think we know if you were watching Private Practice, you know what's going on.
Good call. Is this what is happening?
Her brother has like worms in his brain or something.
Yeah, and he's mean, isn't he like, or no? I'm thinking of that patient that was really
with the
mean.
The bear?
Yeah.
But I do think her brother is like a spoiled brat. Like, I think that's part of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he's a very nice guy, but I don't think it's because of shit that's going on in his brain.
Are there scenes with Derek and Amelia? I always forget they're related.
I don't think Amelia's on the show yet.
Okay, makes sense. I don't have any other stray notes. I feel like there wasn't that much that happened in this one.
Yeah.
Well, like there was, but it wasn't any. It's like all leading up. It was like the lead ups for all of these giant things that are going to happen. Like the proposal, Izzy's cancer, and Owen's breakdown. Is he going to have a breakdown?
Yeah, it was kind of like one of those like mid episodes.
Yep.
Do you have any stray notes, Kelsey?
I do. I have one that is like when Christina and Meredith talk sometimes, like, and then you know how they say like you're my person. Like it just reminds me and a couple of my friends. Like I will say like you are my people. Like I love you guys, and they're like because they all like you're my person too. I was like no, you guys are my people. Like you don't understand. Like my family is weird. Like you're my people.
Yeah, I love that too. Whenever they have that language, I also feel like this show started that phrase. Like obviously it did, but I feel like people use the term "you're my person." Often.
Yeah.
Don't even know it's from Christina and Mare. I don't have any other notes.
Notes and trivia?
Yeah, let's look. Okay. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Ooh, holy shit. Okay. This episode's title originated from the song Beat Your Heart Out, originally sung by the Distillers. This episode scored 15.2 million viewers. This episode leads into the Private Practice episode Acceptance and runs in parallel to the episode. This is the start of the Grey's Anatomy Private Practice crossover. This episode features the first meeting and first kiss of future wives Callie Torres and Arizona Robbins.
Wow.
So they hadn't even met before, and then they kissed.
Yeah.
Great. This episode... Wait, you guys, this is a note. This episode introduces Callie with bangs in her hair. Oh my God, are we writing the notes in trivia?
Yeah, wow.
This episode, I think you are.
This marks the addition of Kevin McKidd to the main cast.
Oh.
So Owen's officially a main cast member. It's the last appearance of Dr. Dixon.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't remember how we say, like, goodbye to her.
I don't think we do. Also, this should be our still. We're looking at the episode stills. It's one of Bailey hugging Dixon. That's maybe
we should reenact that photo, you and me. Are you Dr. Dixon or are you Bailey?
Yeah, I need a hug today.
Okay.
Weird. Wow.
Just the proposal photos.
Can you imagine if Meredith had walked in on that proposal?
Did we think that when she opened the door that
I think so. It was going to
be that way.
Right.
Going to what?
I feel like the first time I watched it, I was like expecting him to be there. And then there was nothing.
Yeah, thank God.
And then she laid down and found that. What do you think she thought of that one fucking rose petal?
I would be confused as fuck. I'd think paranormal activities were happening in my room if I found a rose petal. Or that my husband was sleeping with someone else.
Yeah, I would think that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this isn't even your house. And you're sleeping with someone else there.
Exactly.
Okay, Kelsey, you get to rate the episode first.
Ooh. There's a lot going on, but I feel like it's all leading up to like the crossover.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm going to give it a solid 6.
You know, I feel the same way.
The same way too.
I'm going to follow suit because nothing like, I feel like for me, the biggest moments were actually, we didn't talk about, which is fine, but like with the patients, like I kind of like the nervous patient. Like how she, I liked how her husband was like, cheeseburgers. Like they calm her down. And
they're in the episodes for a couple.
Oh, they are. Okay.
You don't remember this storyline?
No.
She's in, it's sad.
Oh, because I remember seeing it. I was like, the pregnant lady.
Oh, no.
It's a really sad storyline.
Okay. Well, I'll prepare myself.
Yeah. Like they're in it for the next couple episodes, I think.
I would say, probably the crossover.
Mm-hmm.
So.
This is also your time. It's one of my favorite parts of the episode to tell the listeners anything that you have been loving lately. It does not have to be Grey's Anatomy related. It can be TV shows, podcasts, books, anything.
So I'm rereading Harry Potter because that's who I am in my life.
Nice. Every winter I relate.
It's my first reread in like 2 or 3 years.
Ooh, great. Even better.
So I'm on Chamber of Secrets right now, and it's like my least favorite book, but I'm gonna do it.
Same, same.
And
that's awesome.
Yeah, and I also just started watching Umbrella Academy on
Netflix. So many people have been telling me to watch that.
It's basically, they're calling it like the new X-Men, and I love X-Men. And so I started watching it Sunday when I was at my friend's house, and we watched like an episode and a half. And then we've been texting each other every day since, like, what episode are you on? Like, what's happening now? What's happening now? So I'm recommending it for everyone.
Perfect. I'll watch it
on Netflix?
Yeah.
It just came out on Friday, and Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance is like the producer or director.
No shit.
Weird.
I thought you were going to say Gerard Butler was in it. And I was like, I am all about it.
I'm all about Gerard Butler too.
Dude, Phantom of the fucking Opera, man. And 300.
Oh, yeah. And 300, yeah.
He came to Michigan State.
I was just going to say, I remember when he came, and I remember being determined to find him and sleep with him.
Yeah. Well, he's also in P.S. I Love You.
Oh, such a good movie.
He's actually... He's in a movie with Katherine Heigl, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. I can't think of what it's... Is it not Bounty Hunter? What's the one when, like... I don't know.
Oh, I can't remember. It's going to bother me until I know.
Dog the Bounty Hunter. No.
I don't remember them being in a movie together.
Oh, I'm looking it up right now because it's going to bother me unless I find out. Because it was a really, like
a stupid...
Cheesy. Yeah, like
the
a romance.
Truth.
Yes.
Oh, look, there is one... It's with Rachel or Jennifer Aniston and him. That's called The Bounty Hunter. So I was not that far off. Ha ha.
I haven't seen any of those.
They're like 27 Dresses-esque.
I really like 27 Dresses.
So do I. I'm just saying they're like that, you know?
Okay.
It was like when like Katherine Heigl went through her like bunch of romantic movies really fast.
Yeah. Yep. So.
Awesome. Anything else you want to share?
I don't think so.
Perfect. We are so thankful that you're a patron and that you've literally been talking to us for 2 hours now.
Yes.
Including the Google Hangout.
Well, I was like really, I'm very weird and I like to listen to, like, I don't like donating on Patreon. I just find it like, because I had a bad experience with a previous like podcast. It got very like uppity with their like Patreon. I'm like, well, we gave you this for free, so we deserve to be paid now. And I was just like, no, like you do this. I was like, you do this for like fun, like, and that's why I started listening to you. But then I like found your podcast, and I was like, I can't join until I listen to all the episodes. And I literally at the very end, like in November, I was like, I have to finish by the end of the year so I can catch up and start anew. And like, and I was like, I need a co-host too.
Oh, well, we're really thankful that you did, and we appreciate you hanging out with us and. Yeah, your support means the world. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're gonna let you call time of death.
Oh, I have to do like the military time right now?
Yep. Shit, yeah, you do.
Shit yeah. My new phrase.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Well, I'm gonna cheat and figure this out with... Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Time of death, 2010.
Beep.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.